You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Wake up, Christine Simone.
Morning.
Good morning to all. 10:30 The Voice. KVOI. Catch everything on KVOI.com or DSimoneHQ.com. Big show today.
Busy.
Ryan Larson's going to remind me that there's actually a World Series.
Is it Tampa Bay? I mean, who are these people?
I couldn't tell you.
I don't even know.
For the first time,
Houston was in the first time in years,
if you asked me,
yeah,
first time in my 49 years of life that you said, "Hey, who's in the World Series?" And I go, "I don't know." I knew when I was 4 years old, but I don't know now.
I have no. It's L.A. Dollar, L.A.D. I keep seeing that in the score box scores. That's just,
all right. We got the Dodgers against somebody. I'm sure it's great.
Yeah. And there's Thursday Night Football, and there's a debate. So, geez, what am I going to watch?
The debate.
This Falling Stars. I'm not going to watch the debate.
It's going to be interesting with mute buttons and
it's
all this
stupid.
Other stuff. All I want to see is how the Don gets the Hunter Biden stuff in there. Because they've made this decision since the Hunter Biden stuff came out. We're not going to have time for foreign policy.
Right? Foreign policy. The world. You want to be the world leader.
And they don't want to hear him talk about Middle East peace broker deals.
No. They give you 2 minutes. You can't talk about the world or the economy or corona or anything in 2 minutes. It is made for TV for Good Morning America tomorrow morning, 2 minute sound bites.
Yes.
So what's his name? Stephanopoulos. We can go, hey, I know these guys. And you know what? Biden beat up on Trump again, you know?
Stephanopoulos?
What is that guy's name? Anyway.
Hey, Big Bird.
I mean, this is not a debate. This is ridiculous.
Here's Sesame Street's COVID-19 policy.
Look, you got a president of the United States who got COVID and beat it, and the press won't talk about it. Won't say, look, this is how you. There's nothing wrong. You can live through this stuff, and here's the stuff he did to beat it. You can't hear that on the news. And then they got the ghost just in time for Halloween from the basement that they bring out and say, I'm going to be president of the United States. Who is this schmo? Come on. This is talking about the president of the United States. Joe Biden is dead. He's a ghost. He's not going to, you know, the party's going to run this. Come on. Kamala Harris ain't going to run it. She, you know, she could put on high heels and do her little thing, but she's not going to run the damn country.
So we got the debate tonight.
God,
we got Jeff from Trajan Wealth is going to call in. We got Schweikert at 7:00.
Is he going to give us some money?
I hope so.
Okay.
Then we have Judge Jeanine.
Yeah.
She has not canceled. She's canceled on us twice. So they usually cancel before the day before.
Yeah.
So I feel like we're 83% positive that Judge Jeanine's going to show up at 7:30.
Okay.
Which her and DeSimone talking at the same time is pretty spicy. And then we have Special Agent Bill Chopek, Department of Justice Drug Enforcement Agency, coming up.
Sweet.
Tomorrow, Van Buren with movies. I have not talked to him about what he's doing. I know him and Mutz are doing their farmer's market, bigger and better this next Sunday than ever. More vendors, everything like that.
7, Sunday, 9 to 1 in the parking lot at Foothills Mall.
Correct.
Yeah.
Then I got Pat from Sun Street, Copper Brothel Brewery. Who knew I was going to say those words for Food Friday? And then you think me and, you know, me and Piro. Now, she's Lebanese, I think, not Italian. But we're all part of that spicy Mediterranean, as we like to say.
I know.
Me and Antonori, third hour tomorrow.
See that? Is I need George Clooney in here too.
Why? So he can sell me some Nespresso?
Yeah.
Now let's talk about Danielle Cazares Kelly. This is the
who that?
This is the lady who knows nothing about being a recorder.
Oh, the ones, yeah, it's like Joe Biden wants to be president. This lady wants to be, this is even worse. She has no experience.
So after Benny White and Jesse Lugo shared that she was paying herself labor costs, paying herself out of the donations.
Nice job if you can get it.
Right. You know, and again, with all these things, think about all these Democrats who are running against nobody in these heavy D areas that are getting clean elections money. Right? What are they using the money for?
Tell me about that.
I don't know. They're paying buddies to be campaign managers?
Mm-hmm.
To do a thing that they don't, they're running unopposed? I mean, if you took the amount of money that local D's raised through clean elections to run against nobody, and you added it all together, that number might be pretty big. So, thank you, Matt. It is Gabriella. Sorry, Cazares Kelly. I don't know. It's still 6:12 in the morning.
It is. Put your glasses on. You read the rest of it. Yeah.
I put them around the end of my... I look like Homer Simpson when he tries to look smart and read stuff. He puts the glasses right at the end of the...
It's okay.
So, here we go. So, she sends out this... So, this is from a... local media person who sent me this. This is probably the most important down ballot race on the ticket, right? The recorder's office.
You're worried about your voting.
Right.
You're worried about your registration.
You're literally putting in, this lady seems like a very nice Grijalva thrall.
Right.
Who knows nothing about the department at all, running it. And like I said yesterday, it's the proof that when you have these overly D... or any of these, the numbers, the way they tumble, you could run a toaster oven with a D behind its name, and it might beat Benny White in this race. That's where we're at.
I know.
Okay.
And just possibly could. Seems like a nice lady running her little scooter. I mean, she, you know, I think she means
sure.
well.
Okay.
I really do, but I have no business running that office, that department of the county.
So this is what this media person, he has not given me permission to use his name, but he forwarded this to me because he got the press release.
Mm.
I can probably name a lot of, quote, poor candidates who didn't take a salary yet managed to run campaigns and even win. Others work through the campaign in real jobs. In fact, most. This is incredibly pitiful. Now, the fact that she's being, she says it in her thing, quote, transparent and honest... only after it came to light.
After she got called out.
So then the other thing that she says in her, she says, today, my opponent posted a photo from my most recent campaign finance report that shows I used $1,000 of my campaign funds to give me a salary. All right? So that's what she says. She gave herself $1,000. To, and then of course it's a fundraising thing, so she can you please help show my, you're gonna love this, can you help me show our Republican opponent that I will not be shamed by his classist way of thinking?
Oh.
So Benny White points out that she's paying herself a salary out of her campaign money that people donated to her to win a recorder race. And she's paying her personal bills out of it, and that's classless. That's, again, welcome to the world of Tucson, Arizona. Okay. Now, here's the problem.
Hmm.
Okay. So she wants to be transparent, Gabriella. Okay. So in this mea culpa email, she says, I used $1,000 of my campaign to give myself a salary. Well, Gabriella, now... you are, in fact, on your email, a liar. You lied. And I'll tell you why. Ed, get the adding machine out.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
All right, so go. Here we go.
Okay.
That plus that plus that.
You know, I don't.
Plus, hold on, hold on. I got more to go.
I bet.
Keep going.
Well, were there 43 pages? There was 43 pages of donations.
Okay, so right now, what I can see on the reports is she's paid herself $4,580, according to her own paperwork. Thank you. So, Gabriella, either your math skills are really, really bad, which would not do well for someone running for a recorder.
Oh, geez. Really?
Or you're a liar.
Hmm.
As you like to, this is what we do in these situations for all these folks. Either you're a liar or you suck at math.
Yeah.
So, Gabriella, can I have another email press release sent out today that says, "Dear constituents, I'm a liar," or "Dear constituents, I'm bad at math"?
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
But I can still do this recorder job because we don't have to count anything.
Right.
We don't have to add up your property taxes or any of that. We don't do anything.
Correct. She's blaming the pandemic.
Yeah.
Of course. Again.
Why was she? She got the pandemic?
It hurt her substitute teaching job, whatever.
Oh.
I'm just saying, at the same time, you cannot say what you said on this. I'm just the way it is. 6:17 in the morning, you're on the Wake Up Tucson show. Should I sneak this one in? Let's go to Bill number two on line number two. Look how the universe comes together. Billy, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. Hey, I'm running a little slow this morning, so I got a question. And
this feels like a Columbo kind of question, but keep going, Inspector.
In southern Arizona, down here in Pima County and the city of Tucson, when did experience with a D behind your name, when did you have to have experience? I mean, did they, that's really never been a criteria, has it? It's just the D?
The experience doesn't help, yeah. Right?
Well, it appears so, as run the place has been for the last 30 years.
Right? I mean, look at Rahina, Lane Santa Cruz. Look at half these people.
These are great, great leaders that have come up through the ranks of the Democratic Party.
Bronson,
Familia.
Useless. Right.
And you've said many times you wouldn't have these people running a Photoshop or an ice cream, stand.
Photomat. You know? That's different than a Photoshop. A Photomat's just that one little booth.
That's kind of what I meant, yeah. Anyways, yes. But, well, that's just it. That's the quality that we get around here. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot of qualified people that could run, but, it's sometimes a very painful experience to run against the machine, right?
Well, that's the problem, right? Ask Joe Flores, the guy who owned the pharmacy on the south side when he ran against Rahina in that Ward 1 race, and they savaged him. They just ruined that guy.
How much did they spend on Rahina's mayor election?
$1.2 million, I think.
And what's the job pay?
50, 60?
Yeah.
Really?
Huh. Yep.
I don't know. I got to figure that one out.
Control the honeypot, buddy. That's what someone told me a long time ago.
They don't need to know numbers. They just need to know power.
All right, let's go to break. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30. The Voice.
Oh, I've been waiting all year for this. It is Leslie West's birthday, and so we get to play the one hit.
Man, epic word.
Here we go. Wake up, Tucson.
So, Ed was going to definitely play Mississippi Queen for Leslie West.
Absolutely.
And you said you were kind of, I was scribbling out my list for today, and I was in the mood for kind of standard stuff.
Yeah.
And then I bring you the list, and you're like, this is totally spooky. I was looking at Nat King Cole, and then I ended up at Nancy Wilson, which is great.
So we'll have some Nat King Cole. And
we're in a swinging standards kind of mode right now. So if you have any requests in that, please let us know through the typical things out there. Remember, if you're going to RSVP for the party, which is Tuesday, wakeuptucsoncomments@gmail.com. So it's so funny. I was talking to Margo. She brought this up. But then a listener who used to live here, he's a retired cop. It was Paul with the Chicago voice. He used to live east side. Remember he used to call?
Yeah.
So he moved to Texas. He got out.
Good for him.
Who said that? I remember who told me it was Tucson's like Casablanca. Everyone's waiting for their permit so they can get on the plane and go to the free territories.
Wow.
This is from Paul.
Talk to me.
Hey, Chris. It was interesting watching the President Trump walking around Tucson Airport. He goes, in the background, you could see weeds as tall as a human being. What a dump. God bless Texas.
You could just see from the picture.
So it's true, right? So the weeds that are, Tucson Airport Authority, you've had nothing to do for the last six
months. Nobody there. Thank you. Well, they had to build the solar panels.
What do you got, like four flights a day going out of TIA right now? Okay. So, again, and again, the weed thing, that the picture I took of Higgins next to the weed,
yeah,
right?
The tree.
What's so amazing, this is so Tucson, right? So Varney, under the chamber with Richard Underwood, AAA Landscape, said, oh, we're going to adopt the medians just right north of the thing. And they've kept it nice, the AAA guys, right?
Thank you.
But everyone else is ignoring the sidewalks. So you go, man, this is so Tucson. Oh, the median's okay. But for some reason, there's giant weeds the size of human beings on the right of the road. But it was typical. Paul nailed it. People, I don't know how many people were watching online on TV when the Air Force One landed in Tucson and then the president walked off. But yes, Paul, there were giant Tucson weeds sitting in the background.
Sad, sad.
So remember, the Sister Jose virtual event is going on Saturday. You can go to Sister Jose Women's Shelter online, and you can actually, they have an amazing amount of, what's those things called?
Auction items.
Auction items. That you can do.
I know. I've went through them. Pretty cool.
You know. So, I don't know if we're going to... I hopefully have... We have so many guests today. A little bit of a rundown. I still got to get to the New York Times, quote, surprised by obvious lack of viral spread in the schools that opened. And this is... And so, we'll take... We got to get that one out there. Uncle Chucky... You know something? So, if Jackie's listening... So, now what we got to do is... Chuck is now modified the Halloween rules.
These are the new Chuck Huckleberry.
Instead of canceling Halloween, yes. Now they're modified.
You will do them my way. This right. is the Chuck Huckleberry Halloween.
So what's great is, now Jackie, if you're listening, and I pray you are, we need the Photoshop combining Chuck Huckleberry with Chucky the doll.
Yes.
From the horror movies.
Yes.
That's what we need. So that's your... her mission. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, Jackie, one of the best graphic designers in town. But that would be something that when I saw that, a bunch of you sent it to me. You know, Chucky modifies. Now this is the. If I get time, I'll read the press release in my Chuck voice, and I'll have Ed play like the Halloween music, the tubular bells thing or whatever.
Scary, because it's Chucky. Chucky takes over Halloween. You people have no rights. Sorry, he's the man. It stinks.
Jack's already texted me. The mission has been accepted.
All right.
Ryan Larson's coming up next. Sinatra's up. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. All right. We're swinging in Chris and Ed today on the Wake Up Tucson show on 10:30 The Voice. About an hour from now, we have Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News lighting up the airwaves. So looking forward to talking to Jeanine. Let's go right to the phones. Ryan Larson, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Chris. How you doing?
Not too shabby. Ed and I were talking about, we totally forgot they're playing something called the World Series? What is a World Series? We're not familiar with that event.
I think the proper pronunciation is World Series.
Oh, thank you.
I got you. Want to help you out there, make sure it's correct.
I appreciate that.
So the World Series started on Tuesday, actually. And the teams that are playing in the series are the Tampa Bay Rays and the Los Angeles Dodgers.
The Tampa Bay what?
Tampa Bay Rays. They're from Tampa. They have the second lowest attendance in all of baseball, behind only Miami.
One of the worst stadiums.
Smallest payroll in baseball, or close to it, every year. And then you're going against the Dodgers, who are the second highest payroll team in all of baseball, in one of the biggest markets. And so the Dodgers were very heavy favorites coming into the World Series. Now, both these teams were coming off of near disastrous performances in their respective championship series, because the Rays were up 3-0 on the hated Astros, and then they promptly let the Astros win 3 games in a row, took it to Game 7, only the second series to go to Game 7 after one team went up 3-0 in the playoffs. And then the Rays ended up closing it out, but the Dodgers were down 3-1 against the Braves. And Atlanta, who you might know is famous for some pretty terrible collapses lately between the Falcons and Georgia football and everything that's going on. Atlanta blew the 3-1 series lead to the Dodgers, and now the Dodgers are in the World Series. And the Dodgers were heavy favorites, but the series right now is tied 1-1. In Game 1, Clayton Kershaw pitched a gem, which is great for him because he has some playoff demons that are pretty well known, some bad playoff starts that have cost the Dodgers, but he went off in Game 1. And in Game 2, the Rays got a great start from Blake Snell, their ace pitcher, to even the series, even though the Dodgers had a couple of late runs. But this is where we're at. It's 1-1. It's a great series, but like you said, people don't know what's going on. Game 1 of the World Series posted record lows for viewership for the start of a World Series, which is consistent with the trend in basically all sports where viewership is way down in basically every sport. And so even though the World Series is going on at their scheduled time, they have some fans in the stands, viewership is still bad, and it's probably not going to change.
Again, everything's just too weird out there. And again, like I said, it's like the basketball thing. Just finish up your season and let's see what happens next time. The most important news story for this, for a couple of our listeners, is Nebraska football playing Ohio State.
Ooh.
Yeah, Ohio State is still ranked.
They're still big and bad, right?
Despite playing zero games all season. And Nebraska has been almost back with Scott Frost for the last couple of years. People have been waiting for that breakthrough to come. And I'm sorry, Ohio State's probably going to destroy Nebraska in this game. Ohio State is probably the second most talented team in the country this year, behind only Clemson, who is out there murdering every team in the ACC. So don't expect Nebraska to win this game.
Betsy, turn away from the radio.
Sorry.
Turn away from the radio. Sorry about this. But Ohio State's probably going to go undefeated in the Big Ten with the season starting tomorrow. And because there's no one really to test Ohio State outside of maybe Penn State, and then we'll see what happens with the Michigan game. But as we've seen in Jim Harbaugh's tenure at Michigan, they don't beat Ohio State. And so I don't expect anyone in the Big Ten to really put up much of a challenge for Ohio State this season. There will be some fun games. Penn State-Ohio State next week will be great. But Ohio State's going to run the tables. That's my prediction for the Big Ten season. And it's not going to be close.
Let's further ruin Betsy's day. What's the predicted score by Ryan Larson of Ohio State Nebraska this Saturday?
I'm going to go 52-24. I think is a pretty good bet.
Okay.
Because Ohio State's they're four touchdowns better than everyone in the Big Ten right now, except for Penn State. Granted, the Big Ten does have some good teams because right now, after playing zero games all season, Big Ten still has five teams in the AP top 25. That's how much people think of the Big Ten, which is more than the SEC currently has after playing a bunch of games. But the Big Ten, it's Ohio State, and then it's everyone else. And that's how it's going to be pretty much going forward. That's what you can expect.
Pac-12 starts on Halloween?
The Pac-12 starts on November 7th.
Oh, November 7th.
We still have 2 weeks to go for Pac-12 football, but we're almost there.
Betsy just said that's a basketball score, Ryan.
Has she been watching college football this year? Because Clemson just beat Georgia Tech 73-7.
That was
we're getting some big scores.
Big scores.
Tell me about Le'Veon Bell, total stud for the Steelers, had his issues. Was on the Jets?
Yeah.
And then they traded him, right?
They cut him.
Oh, they cut him.
Yeah.
Why did they cut him?
What happened with Le'Veon Bell is he was great on the Steelers, and then he wanted to get a contract extension with the Steelers, and the Steelers, who have a well-run front office, decided, no, we're not going to pay tons of money to a running back. And so Bell set out the season, felt like he wasn't getting paid enough. And so the Jets signed him in free agency 2 years ago. And then he has proceeded to just be absolutely terrible with the Jets. And so the Jets, who paid him over $50 million to come play for their team, ended up cutting him after less than two seasons because he was so bad. And so he got paid $28 million for playing less than 20 games for the Jets. And so after the Jets cut him, they were going to try and trade him. No one wanted Le'Veon Bell's contract because it was so abysmal. He signs with the Chiefs to join them, and For the Chiefs, it looks like a good signing because Le'Veon Bell, he's definitely not the same running back he was a couple of years ago when he was the best player, at least the best running back in the league, and he was dominant. But for the Chiefs, it's high upside because if Bell even shows flashes of himself, after getting behind a better offensive line and getting out of the disaster that is the New York Jets, then he could potentially contribute on the team. And if not, it'll be similar to when the Chiefs signed LeSean McCoy a couple of years ago. He came in and he showed a couple flashes of who he used to be, and then after a couple of fumbles, they stuck him on the bench and he never returned. So it's a good signing for the Chiefs. You can't really go wrong with these late season acquisitions because maybe he's good and maybe he adds something to what is already the best offense in football, and maybe he's not, and they still have Clyde Edwards-Helaire and several other players who are able to contribute on that offense. And you still have Patrick Mahomes, the best quarterback in football, and you're the Chiefs, so you're fine. And you can't go wrong with this.
Give me the top game in the NFL this weekend.
It's Steelers-Titans. It's on 11 a.m. Sunday on CBS. These are the two remaining undefeated teams in football. And in the Super Bowl era, there have been six times where two undefeated teams have met this late in the season, week seven or later. And every single time, the team that won that matchup between the undefeated teams, they made it to the Super Bowl. So this could be a potential preview for the team making it into the Super Bowl from the AFC. I don't think that'll be the case this year because I'm still buying into the Chiefs as the best team in the AFC. But the Steelers and Titans have both looked really good, with the Steelers' defense absolutely destroying Baker Mayfield and the Browns on Sunday. And the Titans, who continue to just have an offensive revolution with Ryan Tannehill. It's so hard to buy into the Titans because we're so used to Ryan Tannehill being bad at football that it's bizarre to watch him be one of the best quarterbacks in the league this year. And they still have Derrick Henry, who had over 260 total yards on Sunday against the Texans. So that's going to be a fun matchup. That's definitely the one to look out for.
And again, Derrick Henry's the guy who did that amazing strong arm and threw that guy
so
10
good,
yards.
So. I know everything I need to know right now. That is so great. Thank you.
Derrick Henry's great. He can throw cornerbacks out of the way and just destroy grown NFL players, or he can break off 95-yard touchdowns where he just outruns everybody else on the field. It's incredible to watch.
That's awesome. All right, that's Sunday morning. That's our early game on, as Brent Musburger would say in the old days, CBS. All right, Ryan Larson, I got to go. Great job as always, sir. Best unpaid sports intern in the West. I'm going to expand it now, Western Hemisphere.
Whoa.
Even better than that kid in Ecuador. So good job.
Still not paid.
I was going to say, I'm sure Brazil is very competitive.
All right, sir. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
You too. Thanks, Chris. Talk to you next week.
That's our sports intern calling in from the University of Utah, former Ironwood Ridge grad here in Oral Valley. We come back. We got Jeff from Trajan Wealth coming up next. It's a swinging Thursday with Eddie A. Wake up, Tucson. All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. Ed Alexander, Christy Simone. People at Bustos Media, Ed is not allowed to say Boscaje before 7 o'clock in the morning. I just want everyone to know that. So,
telling you.
Let's go right to the phones. We got Jeff Jr., founder and CEO of Trajan Wealth, on the phone. Jeff, welcome back. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So Trajan Wealth, of course, is, you guys share the fundamentals and are partners with our beloved Dave Ramsey, who's on in the afternoon here.
Yeah, we sure are. We've had a partnership with Dave for quite a few years now, and we're proud to call ourselves a vetted provestor. So
talk about your journey in relation to what you're doing, helping people realize their kind of financial dreams and their success. Talking about what about the Dave Ramsey mindset is something that attracted you, and then how does it guide how you guide people?
Sure. I grew up in northern Wisconsin, a real small town, and one of my first jobs, I was teller at a bank. And that's where I think everything kind of started. I realized how much people needed help as far as finances were concerned. People were coming in and opening up savings accounts and Christmas club accounts and money markets and not really understanding how they worked or even understanding how they balanced the checkbook. And I really always had a passion for it. And then I look at, I think a lot of these large companies these days, and they really have abused the platform that they're on. They take advantage of the unsuspecting consumer in a lot of ways. And, I think one thing that I like about Dave is that he's really kind of no nonsense. He's straight to the point. He'll tell you what's right, what's wrong. There are some things that we don't necessarily agree eye to eye on with Dave, but you know, we still have the same philosophy, which is really, you know, I say probably 50 times a day that we have hearts of teachers.
Right.
You know, it's our job to teach and educate and really develop a relationship with the client over time that's mutually mutually respected, in that we don't have, you know, we don't sell securities and investments with high commissions and hidden fees and all this garbage I think a lot of people do. And we really are straightforward and develop that relationship over time.
America is so, personally financed, finance undereducated, right?
It's for sure. Very, very much so illiterate. It's really a shame they don't teach it more in school. But, you know, I just make it my personal mission and our personal mission to do it.
So for Trajan Wealth, and you should follow along at TrajanWealth.com to find out more and contact them. Talk about what is the basics of the Trajan Wealth philosophy when helping people kind of navigate their financial dream that they want to get to.
Sure. I mean, we have a pretty easy process to follow. You know, it's a three-step process. The first appointment lasts about 60 minutes or less. And it's really just an opportunity to get to know your advisor, and the advisor to get to know you. So a lot of people have a whole bunch of statements, and they may even keep them in a shoebox. I've seen more times than I can count clients bring in a bunch of statements in their shoebox. And,
how many clients, Jeff, have statements that they never opened?
Oh, quite a few. I mean, especially in 2008, right? You know, nobody wanted to look at their statements. So that's actually pretty common. So we have a mail opener right on the table.
That's your number one buy on your promotional material is the Trajan Wealth letter opener.
Letter opener, that's exactly right. Yep. And then we'll move to a second appointment, and the second appointment is where we can start making recommendations based on the client's goals. And I think one thing about us is that it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. We're completely independent. As far as our recommendations, they're really agnostic, and they're based upon the client's objectives and the client's goals. So,
what are some of the common challenges? I'm going to say this nicely. Some of the common challenges that you see amongst people that you're visiting with and working with.
Well, I think the biggest challenge is really somebody understanding if they have enough to retire or if they're on track to retire. You know, a lot of people just kind of take a stab in the dark and they say, I've got, you know, 200,000 or 500,000 or a million or more. And, you know, hopefully that's enough, but they don't take into account oftentimes the impact of inflation, which is the eroding of the dollar over time. They don't take into account the earnings on those investments. And oftentimes I see people, when they enter retirement, they tend to get a little too conservative, meaning their money isn't growing well enough. And then Social Security is a big unknown too. You know, I do believe personally Social Security is going to be around in perpetuity, but when is the best time to file and when is the best time to draw it? You have to make sure that everything is working in accordance in your retirement picture, because, you know, the last thing somebody wants to do is go back to work at 75, right?
There's some that are still working past that, sad to say,
sure,
right now.
Sure, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
There was a Yahoo Money article that just came out recently that's saying that on a survey of a few thousand Americans between 55 and 75, if you take it what they averaged for retirement and how much they expect to spend, the average baby boomer has only 7 years of savings for their retirement.
Yeah, that's probably about right. And that's why it's all that much more important just to start early. You know, I always tell people, some people ask, you know, what is enough to start? And the answer is anything. It's just put a couple dollars in it. It's, you know, my dad taught me very young, always leave a little bit of money in an account, because that acts as seed money and it's just easier to add to it. So, you know, we've got a lot of listeners. I know we've got employees that listen to you every morning. We've got a lot of clients that listen to you every morning. And, you know, whatever you have that you can start, and even if you have $100, start with $100 and do it every month. I mean, if you look at the cost of a cup of coffee, it's $5 to $7. I mean, that's a great start to an investment right there, right?
Absolutely. No, you got to have something there to go. Because
for sure.
Mm-hmm. You can't 7% interest on zero is still zero.
That's right. Right. And even if you have, you know, let's say an old 401k, I think what a lot of people do too, is when they leave their employers, they have this old 401k and they're not really sure what to do with it.
Right.
And unfortunately, a very high percentage of people actually cash it out. And if they're under 59 and a half, they're going to pay a 10% penalty on it too, in addition to ordinary income taxes. So that's where we come into play. You can roll those over. We'll help you with the paperwork. You'll completely avoid the taxes. You're not going to have any tax issues because we're going to consider it a rollover. And that can be great seed money for your future retirement.
So if you want to get in contact with the team, the Trajan Wealth team here in Tucson, 321-4100, info@trajanwealth.com. And, of course, just go to trajanwealth.com, and you will find there's a couple of good local guys here that can help you. So, Jeff Jr., good first interview together. I appreciate it and enjoyed it.
Thank you. I did, too. I appreciate it very much.
And let's do it again one day.
Let's do it. Thank you.
All right, Jeff Jr., have a great day. Congratulations. Keep doing the good work.
Thank you.
All right, that's Jeff Jr., TrajanWealth.com. When we come back in the, we got a power hour coming up in the second hour.
Ooh, yeah.
U.S. Congressman David Schweikert, followed by Judge Jeanine Pirro from Fox News. She is quite a firecracker, as we like to say. So, wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk.